What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
From Odyssey, I'm Lauren Berry, and this is the On Deadline podcast, where you get a closer look at stories from our radio newsrooms across the nation. This week, President Donald Trump issued an executive order aimed at reducing prescription drug prices in the United States. But is the solution that has dogged citizens of the richest country in the world as simple as directing the Secretary of Health and Human Services to negotiate lower drug prices with pharmaceutical companies? And if that doesn't work, there's also this proposal to declare that the U.S. has a favored nation status. That means it will no longer accept higher prices than any other country pays. Could that be the key? It depends on who you ask. The president has said that drug companies that don't go along and cut their U.S. prices to the level paid by developed countries, they'll face consequences. If necessary, we'll investigate the drug companies and will, in particular, investigate the countries that are doing this, he said. Experts say the U.S. drug prices are often higher than in other countries due to differences in how prices are negotiated with the U.S. We have no central lever for price negotiations, and the U.S. lets drug companies set their own prices. Drug companies are also able to use the power of patents in the U.S. to keep prices high on new drugs, like, for example, the weight loss drugs that have recently revolutionized the treatment of obesity. In 2023, a one-month supply of Ozempic had a list price of $936 in the U.S. In France, it cost just $83, and in Australia, just $87. Drug companies argue that if they were forced to cut prices, the ensuing lower profits would reduce their ability to invest in research and development of new medications. Trump, on the other hand, argues that drug makers will put pressure on other countries to make up the difference by raising their prices. Europe's going to have to pay a little bit more, Trump said. The rest of the world is going to have to pay a little bit more, and America is going to pay a lot less. So here, Odyssey discusses prescription drug prices with David Howard. He's a professor in health policy at Emory University.
The Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert Kennedy, to try to negotiate lower drug prices with pharmaceutical companies. And if they're not satisfied with the agreement, then the administration will proceed with a regulation that says that the United States will not pay more than what than prices in other countries.
The United States being Medicare or Medicaid or American consumers, or is it vague?
Right. It's actually not specified. Mm-hmm. So it would probably apply to Medicare and Medicaid. Whether the federal government has that power to impose lower prices for private insurers is a little unclear.
He said the order is going to reduce drug prices 60, 70, 80, 90% and equalize drug prices globally. Talk about the inequity of drug prices, if you will, between the United States and other countries.
So in other countries, the government goes to drug makers and says, listen, we're going to refuse to cover your drug unless you give us a big discount. And in some cases, they've made good on that threat. There are drugs that are available in the United States but are not covered by government insurers in other countries. The issue there, though, is that if this order is imposed, one reaction drug makers could take, one strategy they could take, is instead of lowering prices in the United States, they could increase prices in other countries. And in some cases, just walk away from other countries because they make most of their money in the U.S. and they're not going to want to give that up.
Does this go to the healthcare delivery systems in each country where the United States is the outlier and that provides the opportunity for the prescription drug, big pharma, if you will, to charge more?
Right. In most other countries, negotiations over drug prices are centralized. So in Germany, there's a single entity or agency that negotiates with pharmaceutical companies. They do an analysis where they say, how much better is this drug than existing products? Does it fill an unmet need? And based on that, they say, here's what we want to pay, and take it or leave it. And in the U.S., negotiations are done independently between drug manufacturers and a lot of independent, uncoordinated insurers.
So when you say they make most of their money from the United States, does that mean the United States, the people that pay for medicine in the United States, whether it's the government or private citizens or insurance companies, they're funding the research of these drug companies?
Yes, and so that's a concern, that if this, if as a result of this order, drug companies' profits go down a lot, there'll be fewer new medications, fewer drugs developed in the future.
So I understand the president had a ceremony and he signed an executive order, but what happens from here in the real world? Who is it that determines who negotiates prices over what? And when we talk about big pharma, who exactly is that? At some point, people have to get into a room. It comes down to people and deciding this kind of stuff. Walk me through that, David, if you can.
Sure. Well, the order is really vague, so it's hard to say. Mm-hmm. It could be that in a few months, Robert Kennedy announces deals with a couple of drug companies to cut prices that, at the end of the day, don't amount to a lot. They're a public relations victory, and we don't hear much more about it after that. Or it could be that negotiations fail, and then this order really kicks in so that the United States says, you know, drug companies can't give bigger discounts to other countries than they do in the U.S. And then drug companies are really going to have to decide, do they continue to sell drugs overseas or do they just raise the prices so that they can maintain their profits in the U.S.? It's, again, the order is vague. It's really hard to predict. And this is kind of unprecedented.
One thing that got my attention, and I do take one of these weight loss drugs, and I've lost about 100 pounds, and I'm keeping it off. The official said that the order will not focus on a specific class of pharmaceuticals, but said the administration will look at the most costly medications and likely include weight loss drugs. And the president talked about Ozempic specifically and said that a common asthma drug costs almost $500 here in America, costs less than $40 in the United Kingdom. Weight loss drug Ozempic costs 10 times more in the U.S. than in the rest of the developed world. 10 times more. Why? What did we do, suckers, is what Trump said. So when it comes to these weight loss drugs, it does seem to me that, and you know, look, I have a horse in the race here, so full disclosure, I do take it, but it would seem to me from the health of the nation and to forestall costs, this would be the cheapest thing that insurance companies could do is pay for this. But What kind of power does the president have or the government have when it comes to drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy and the others?
Sure. So right now, Medicare and Medicaid only cover those drugs for patients with diabetes, not just for general weight loss, and most insurers don't. Mm-hmm. So again, it's a little unclear how the government could just step in and dictate the prices for this drug when it's sold directly to consumers, not for weight loss, not for diabetes.
And see, that's the point, I guess, is that I'm just talking about my own case, okay? But I was certainly headed toward diabetes had I not started taking this medicine. So I guess they could have waited until I got diabetes and then paid for insulin as well as this medicine. It just seems to make every bit of sense when it comes to well care. But does that make sense to you?
Yeah, no, these are incredible drugs, and it seems like every month there's a new headline about a study documenting potential benefits, including helping people quit or reduce their drinking. But, you know, we have to worry that if prices drop for these drugs, then pharmaceutical companies are going to worry about investing in new drugs. And there are potentially better, more effective GLP-1, that's the class of the weight loss drugs on the horizon. And if they're not able to make money on it, they're going to shift to other types of drugs, other types of investments where they will.
Benefits managers in all of this, pharmacy benefit managers, because I understand they have a lot to do with this as well in terms of how much we pay for prescription medications. And is it just the United States government and the drug manufacturers, or is it the insurance companies and the pharmacy benefit managers? What role do they play in all of this? Because he's going to lower prices by 60, 70, 80, 90%. I think that would be huge if he can do it. We'll see. David Howard, our guest, professor in health policy at Emory University. About the president, President Trump signed an executive order. He said the order is going to reduce drug prices in the U.S. by 60, 70, 80, 90%, equalize drug prices globally. One thing that he didn't mention, and I would like you to talk about, David, is the role of pharmacy benefit managers in all of this, because that's something that the United States has that other countries do not. Is that accurate?
Yeah, so these are companies, and most of them are owned by large insurers that negotiate and establish drug benefits. Mm-hmm. One of the things they do is to negotiate discounts off drug prices. And so when you hear that a drug is like X dollars in the United States and a lower price in another country, well, what they're quoting is the public price of the drug. But the actual price, the amount of money that the drug manufacturer receives, can often be lower if the drug is sold in an area where there's other drugs available. Those discounts, however, don't flow to the patients taking the drug. Instead, they're either retained by the insurer, passed on to consumers in the form of lower premiums. But the point being, like, drug prices are shrouded in secrecy. We don't really know the actual price of drugs after the rebates and discounts.
So does this order address any of that at all, or do you know?
No, it doesn't. And in fact, it can make drug pricing even less transparent, because there are also rebates and discounts in other countries negotiate. And so if U.S. prices are pegged to what other countries pay, that gives pharmaceutical manufacturers in those other countries an even greater incentive to keep their prices secret.
So where does DOGE factor into this with research and development and funding for new drugs, or big pharma getting money or universities to develop new drugs from the government or from their profits? Take me through that, if you would, David.
Sure. Well, DOGE laid off a number of FDA employees that reviewed drug applications. Mm-hmm. After that was announced, stock prices of drug manufacturers fell. The concern was that would delay approvals, and that would make it less profitable to develop new drugs. Of course, reductions in funding from the National Institutes of Health would also potentially impair drug development down the road, because a lot of the basic science done in universities then forms the basis of research and investigations by pharmaceutical companies into new drugs.
So I guess the question is, every action has a reaction. Is everybody pulling in the same direction here? Are we pulling against each other? What's going on?
Well, I guess it kind of depends. If you think new drugs are worthwhile and that we're getting a lot of bang for the buck, then the policies that have been adopted recently could potentially reduce development of new drugs. However, if you think they're kind of marginal and not that valuable and really expensive for what we're getting, then it could reduce healthcare spending. So there's kind of a trade-off there, and we have to decide, are new drugs worth it?
Is the president on the right path here?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
When it comes to reducing drug prices, you study this for your life's work, or would you do something different?
No, I don't think he is. I think new drugs that are being developed recently, although there are plenty that are really costly and don't work all that well, on average, they're very effective. You mentioned the GLP-1 drugs that have really helped patients with diabetes and helped people lose weight. I'm worried that if we really cut drug spending, that we're going to get fewer drugs in the future and will be less healthy as a result.
Efforts to lower the cost of prescription drugs begs the question. Like rent in this country, why are these prices so freaking high? Previous presidents have struggled and failed to fix the issue due to many factors, including the pharmaceutical industry's powerful lobbying influence. While even a 25% reduction of the prices of the 20 to 30 most commonly used drugs would be a significant victory for consumers and the Trump administration, we have to wonder, can they really get there? Arthur Kaplan is a founding head of the Division of Medical Ethics at NYU Grossman School of Medicine. He joined Odyssey in Minnesota to discuss the hurdles ahead and why we've been stymied in lowering drug costs for so long.
Because the president had hinted at an enormous story, and then it came out yesterday, and he took it even further today, where President Trump signed an executive order that aims to cut prescription drug costs in the U.S. by aligning what the government pays for certain medications to prices paid in other countries. He's putting Bobby Kennedy in charge and calling this a goal to get it done within 30 days. They're pointing out if the talks fail, Kennedy will move to enforce the most favored nation pricing model, capping U.S. prices at the lowest prices paid by other countries on the planet. Arthur's with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. This sounds great, Arthur. Sign me up. I'm all for it, like everybody else. Is it realistic?
I'd say it's long odds. Basically, what he's saying is drug companies voluntarily lower prices. We're way out of line, by the way. I think everybody knows that. Paying 5-6 times as much as Britain, France, Germany, Japan. The drug companies have been gouging us for decades, so it's not a new problem. And by the way, it also is linked up to why Medicaid and Medicare are going broke, because we're paying ridiculous prices. All that said, I don't know. We've asked them politely in recent years to drop the price of the injectables for weight control, the Mounjaros and the Wegovys and the Zepbounds, and they nod from Denmark, that country, and go home and haven't done anything.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think it's going to have to be tougher than please lower your prices.
Okay, you know this better than I. Every president since George Washington has campaigned on, I'm going to lower the cost of your drugs. And again, all of us raise our arms. And maybe on the fringes, maybe on the edges, that that happens to some level, but not in the main. So why would this be the tipping point? What pressure could the Trump administration create where drug companies would say, okay, enough is enough, maybe not five, six times, how about two or three times?
Well, we had a tool. Unfortunately, it was Biden's tool, and Trump doesn't do anything connected to Biden, and that was negotiate the prices. Why are the prices lower in these other countries? They sit down at the bargaining table with the British National Service, Canadian, you name it, and the drug company says, we're going to charge this. And they say, well, and then we're not getting that. And they say, well, we'll lower it. I mean, it's a classic negotiation. Here, the drug company says, it's $1 zillion. And we bring our arms and say, okay, I'll pay that. I mean, it's like, it's silly. So
can I jump in on that? Why wouldn't, whether it's President Biden, President Carter, President Lincoln, whatever. Okay, now let's go to President Trump and say, we're giving you the United States of America, 355 million some people. If you don't lower the cost, guess what? That drug will not be available in this country.
Yep. And that is what should have been done 40 years ago when they put in Medicare, maybe 60 years ago. Who lets the guy selling you the thing set the price? I mean, nobody. It's why in some ways we have drug and medical costs completely out of control. To some extent, our hospitals do the same thing and set prices, and we just pay them. We don't bargain them down. But anyway, that's not what he's going to do. So you mentioned he's going to go over to the Third Nation status.
Yeah.
I don't know that law so well, but what that what he keeps saying is, if you don't lower the price, we're going to then pay what the cheapest price is in the world. Well, the cheapest price in the world are countries like Bolivia,
yeah,
Peru,
right,
Mauritius. These are countries that are broke, and the drug companies do give them, I don't know, ridiculously low prices, although they don't send them all their drugs. They send some. But if you tried to price there, the drug companies would simply say, then we're not selling here in the U.S. I mean, that won't work. It's got to be a bargaining to a reasonable price, not a lowest in the world price.
Okay, so all these presidents have campaigned on it. I established that before. And then they're smart. They have smart people around them who know this would be great policy. Why haven't they tried the same thing as president?
Because of the power of the pharmaceutical and biotech lobby.
Is it just the lobbyists have overwhelmed even the presidency?
Yes. Yes, okay. Yes. They are hugely powerful, an enormously powerful lobby. Plus, they employ a lot of people in the U.S., and they keep saying this. If you don't pay these prices, then the research that gets you the next generation of drugs, the better vaccines, it's not going to be there because we rely on the United States to pay more. In other words, if you don't subsidize us, otherwise known as why us, why doesn't the world do this? But nonetheless, the threat has always been the research pipeline dry up if you don't continue to pay ridiculously high prices.
This is Dr. Arthur Kaplan, tremendous medical ethicist at NYU, years before at the University of Minnesota. We're talking about President Trump and talking about his drastic plans to try to lower the costs. So, Arthur, let's say the two of us have a conversation right before Thanksgiving. So months and months from now, when this is played out, what is realistic? What is fair to see? What would be a victory for the two of us as consumers and also for the president in this push?
25% reduction in the prices of the 20 to 30 most used drugs. That would match something that the president didn't mention. No one mentions. You know who bargains these prices? The VA. The VA sits down every year with the drug companies and does what we're talking about. They're about 25 to 30% cheaper. That's what they negotiate. The drug companies do it so they don't have veterans on their case politically saying, I can't get drugs. They're shut up that opposition by bargaining. So that's, you know, I know exactly where we should be,
yeah.
VA prices.
I know you've questioned Bobby Kennedy, and certainly I have also in his other comments. Do we have any idea what type of skill he has to be the lead person in this area?
Well, he's not buying the research argument since he just blew up the NIH and yep. is shutting down all the grants for research. Yep. I don't think the drug companies will persuade him that, you know, we better keep subsidizing. He won't buy that. But I don't think he has any experience in this area. He's not a health insurance guy. He's not a health policy guy. He's a lawyer. Spent most of his recent career anyway on the anti-vax front,
yep,
anti-vaccines.
Exactly. Yep.
Didn't really learn the economics or how to do this. So let's put it this way. You remember that term jawboning, where you sort of yammer at somebody trying to get them to do something? That's it. We talk about the president's big plan, Bobby Kennedy's big plan. The big plan is to jawbone them, to literally shame them, guilt them, way, you know, sort of huff and puff and say, you better lower prices. I think they will a little bit. But if they don't come up with some bargaining, forced bargaining requirement, I don't think we're going to get there.
Arthur, great stuff. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. We'll reach out again. Realistic, because you don't think Biden wanted to do this, or Obama, or W, or as far back. But if they can use favored nation or whatever they're using, whatever leverage, and they make any progress, I don't care if you love Trump or detest him, he would rightfully get plenty of credit.
So, bringing down the cost of prescription drug prices is one of Donald Trump's latest financial proposals to help Americans handle a roller coaster of an economy. But it comes along with raising tariffs and then lowering them, and then raising them again. Jessica Rydell, a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, joined Tommy Tucker at Odyssey in New Orleans to go over the latest on Trump's economy.
So let's start with this tariff news about China. I don't care about the politics of this. I'm just talking about the bottom line, truth of it, the business of it. It seems as though, I don't know that anything's that it let me just put it this way, in a layman's terms, it seems as though I pulled a gun and pointed it at you. You pulled a gun and pointed it at me. We both decided to put our guns down, and nothing's really changed from before we pulled our guns out. Am I missing something?
You are correct in that I don't even know what the goal was with the tariffs of China. It's hard to say we've accomplished our goal. Was it to get China to reduce their tariffs below what it was before? Was it to revitalize American manufacturing? Was it to raise revenue? I don't know which goal, and I know it hasn't accomplished any of those. We still don't have tariffs in China below where they were. We're not raising any money. We're not bringing back manufacturing jobs. I'm not even sure what they were trying to accomplish.
So what has changed? Let me go back a step further then. What has changed as far as the economic conditions between us and China?
The economic conditions have become, well, worse for us. It's become more expensive for Americans to purchase items from China. Prices have gone up. They've had to exempt certain items because the effects were harmful. I haven't seen anything improve. You know, there was some talk that exchange rates would adjust and make it more affordable. That hasn't happened. Relations with China have not improved yet. We're still negotiating. Again, I don't know what we were trying to accomplish with this ordeal.
And we're trying to figure out, and I'm trying to get the politics out of this here, just what's right and what's wrong and what's the truth and what's not when it comes to the tariffs with China, because it seems as though markets rally, but they rallied from what and what caused that originally, and it seemed as though my example of we pointed a gun at each other, and so now the guns are down, but I don't know exactly what changed. So, Jessica, you're back now. Hopefully the line is clearer. I saw something over the weekend on one of the talk shows, one of the talking heads, that part of President Trump's strategy is chaos when it comes to negotiating. Does that make any sense from an economic standpoint?
It can make sense if the idea is we're going to be so crazy that other countries give in to what we want, that someone is so out of control, so dangerous that other countries bend to our will. That theoretically could lead to concessions from other countries. But that hasn't happened. President Trump did the huge tariffs a month ago, and then when the market dropped 20 points, he got rid of the worst of the tariffs. But in the meantime, there were no major concessions by other countries. The chaos did not bend other countries to our will.
So who's making money off of all of this? Is anybody making any money off of all of this at all, or is everybody losing?
It seems like everybody is losing. The idea was the tariffs were supposed to sacrifice the rest of the economy in order to help manufacturing. The winners were supposed to be American manufacturers who would hire and build a renaissance and bring back all of these items that we're currently buying from China. But right now, manufacturing has entered a recession. The manufacturers are laying off workers and raising prices. If the very industry we're trying to rebuild is suffering under the cost of higher inputs and a slower economy, I'm not really sure who the beneficiary is.
So when we talked about chaos before, you said something that made me think of, and bear with me here, Jessica, back in the day when Ronald Reagan supposedly didn't know that he was on an open mic and said, Mr. Chairman, we've begun bombing or whatever it is with Moscow.
We begin bombing in five minutes.
To this day, I don't know if he knew he was on an open mic and wanted to give the impression that, hey, we're dealing with a crazy old man here. Who knows what can happen? And gave him more strength as a negotiator than not. So it would be along those lines, you're saying?
It could be, right. It could be a sort of President Reagan in the first few years of the Cold War, of his Cold War presidency, wanted to convince the Soviets that he was just a little bit crazy, just enough to make the Russians worry that he could pull the trigger if he's pushed too far. And so the Russians took him seriously because they realized that he was unpredictable. I'm not sure Trump instilled that level of fear in other countries. I think other countries look at Trump just a little more confused. Also, the fact is Trump has backed down a lot on tariffs. When he put tariffs on Canada and Mexico at the beginning of his presidency, he quickly reversed a lot of them without really any policy victories. He has moved the dials up and down on China without a lot of policy victories, and he got rid of some of the worst of the tariffs, not because other countries gave us anything, but because the stock market fell 20 points or 20 percentage points. That doesn't seem like somebody who's, you know, just crazy enough to do something. It seems like someone who bluffs and gets called on his bluffs.
So let me run this by you. It seems as though when we talk about the market regaining all of its losses, then that not only means we're back to even, but it also means that almost like a bear market where it's not grown at all. Accurate?
That is correct. And the market right now is volatile. It's growing on the assumption that a really good trade deal with China is forthcoming. We hope that deal comes because otherwise the market will give back these gains. In other words, the market is not growing due to economic fundamentals. It's growing on the expectation of a really good trade deal that may or may not occur.
Crazy, or is he crazy like a fox? Because it's got to be one or the other. It can't be in between, can it?
That's an individual judgment of if you think that there's a real strategy here. We've all been watching Trump for 10 years. I don't see him playing 5D chess here. And in part, I don't see other countries making the concessions that would reveal that he was playing five-dimensional chess. But, you know, I'm rooting for America, and I'm happy to be proven wrong and have a president who was playing 5D chess. That would be great. Spent the last 25 years as a conservative economist, worked for conservative think tanks, the Heritage Foundation, the Manhattan Institute, worked for four Republican presidential candidates, and worked as a Republican advisor in the Senate.
So you're not going to be storming an ICE facility. You are looking at this, and that's why we wanted to have you on, because, again, I don't care about the politics of it. I care about the economy and how it affects people. So when it comes to the president says we're going to become so rich, you're not going to know where to spend all that money, but then he says you might have to get two dolls instead of 30. I don't understand what message that sends the consumer, or is it, as this texter said, about time? How do you? What would it look like over time?
I mean, I don't know what Trump's goal is. When people say Trump is trying to accomplish a longer goal that takes more time, is the goal to get rid of imports and build everything in America, or is the goal to get China to reduce its tariffs so that we can have more of, free trade with China? Those two goals are at odds. I keep hearing from a lot of people that, you know, he's going to accomplish the goal. Which goal is it? Because he's going back and forth. It seems like on some days he says, we're going to get rid of trade, we're going to get rid of imports, we're going to build everything in America. And the next day he says, we're going to get China to reduce its trade barriers. Well, which is it?
You can follow her, Jessica. I hope I have this right. Jessica, at Jessica Briedl on X or Twitter.
That is correct. Jessica B. Riedel.
At Jessica B. Riedel. Well, yeah, I guess that would be the easier way to say it. All right, trade contradictions. Tariffs can't both create permanent domestic jobs and be a temporary negotiating tool. Explain, please.
Yeah, I mean, President Trump says we need to do tariffs to get rid of trade. We're going to build everything in the United States. Commerce Secretary Lutnick said we're going to build the iPhones. We're going to build all manufacturing. We're all going to work in garment factories. But then when Trump bails on the tariffs, at least a lot of the tariffs, after a market decline of 20%, then his press secretary tweets out of the deal. It was just a negotiating tactic all along. Well, which is it? Was the goal to get rid of tariffs and make it just a negotiating tool for free trade, or was it to get rid of trade with permanent tariffs? The real dangerous part of this approach, though, is the more the president keeps turning the tariff dials, the more it goes up and down depending on the president's mood, you guarantee there's going to be no more manufacturing and factories built in America, because it's too unpredictable for business investment for investors to actually build the factory, because trade is too unpredictable.
And you're talking about a lot of capital expenditure, correct?
Yeah. Why would a business spend 5 years, $500 million building a garment factory that's supposed to last 50 years in response to tariffs that are changing every week and could be gone by the time the tariffs are, by the time the factory is built? No business is going to invest for the next 50 years based on a policy that's so unpredictable and erratic. Keep the trade going and tax it, or it can get rid of the trade and raise no taxes. It can't do both. I will say, of course, that the correct answer is that they're not going to raise much revenue at all, because they're going to reduce the amount of trade, they're going to hurt the economy, which reduces tax revenues, and as we saw in Trump's first term, any tariff revenue is probably going to be spent.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bailing out farmers and other industries that are harmed by retaliation. So you're going to get a decline in trade and very little deficit reduction.
So where is that revenue going to come from the tariffs?
The little bit of revenue that does come, well, of course, will be paid by Americans. Foreigners do not pay the tariffs. The Americans do. But, you know, we could make about $100 billion in revenue this year from tariffs out of a $7 trillion budget that will be, again, paid by Americans. It's already being paid by Americans. And most of that $100 billion is already going to bailing out farmers.
As Trump focuses on new ways to cut costs, it's worth noting that Medicare began negotiating drug prices for the first time during the Biden administration in 2024, under new authority granted by the Inflation Reduction Act. The good news, and also bad news, for people struggling to pay for necessary drugs is that the new lower Medicare prices for the first 10 drugs won't go into effect until January 2026. But the discounts range from 79% for diabetes drug Januvia and 38% for blood cancer drug Imbruvica. Dr. Mehmet Oz, who leads the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, says that we can still do better. He pointed out that even the lower negotiated Medicare prices are higher than what people pay in Europe for the same products. We'll leave you with this quote from Dr. Oz. "Half the time we're paying three times more than is paid in other countries. It doesn't make any sense for the system." This show is produced by Christy Strauser and by me. I'm Lauren Berry, and I want to say thanks for listening to On Deadline, Odyssey's serving of a top news story just for you. Subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts to stay informed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.